Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Are you ready for a comeback, Mego?
What's up?
How are you, Mego?
I'm a little anxious because whoever's been sitting in this seat has been putting on a show with his hairdo.
Oh,
I feel like the Twitch stream is going to be underwhelmed today.
You have some big hair shoes to follow.
Yeah,
that is
hair
true.
Shoes sounds disgusting. Don't say that again.
It wasn't disgusting. Nice comeback win for the Patriots last night. Something a lot of people have been asking for, begging for, myself included. Drake May leading a win with his team down and trailing, putting the team on his back, something he couldn't do against the Raiders, something he couldn't do against Pittsburgh, something he couldn't do a week ago against Buffalo. He comes through last night. He had his first 300-yard game, which I know you care about greatly.
Thank God. Because there would be nothing to his MVP conversation if he hadn't had a 300-yard game in his career. We all know that's the mark of an elite quarterback, is passing the 300-yard mark.
So he got that last night. Patriots get the win, and you could talk about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Mego in for Keefe, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. All our normal bells and whistles here today on Jones and Keefe. But Mego, they get the come-from-behind win last night. It was ugly for large stretches. The Patriots were fortunate. No Lamar Jackson. The Ravens forgot they had Derrick Henry. And yet, the Patriots get the win. They're in the driver's seat for the division. They're back in the mix for the number one seed. What did last night mean to the Patriots?
So to me, it was just all about the fourth quarter. And I think it kind of, you fix some things that have been an issue for the team the entire year. But I think it was a big moment of growth for Drake May individually. As you said, this isn't something that we've really seen from him before. And when I was doing the pregame show with Shime yesterday, I was saying this is going to become a thing if he doesn't do it. If he doesn't prove that he can have a strong fourth quarter, this is going to be a talking point. So we've avoided that talking point for at least this season and in the playoffs, because you can always go back and say, well, look, he did it against the Ravens, even though they were without Lamar Jackson, and even though Derrick Henry was benched for some reason for the last 7 minutes of the game. All that aside, he did it. I think it's a really important stepping stone for him. I don't know that it puts him squarely back into the top two, top three MVP conversation, but I think the fourth quarter was everything for last night. It's kind of the reverse of who they've been for so much of the season, where they have these great first halves. They have great three quarters, and then the fourth quarter, they kind of sit back and chill. So I think that Patriots fans and Drake May super fans like Shime should feel a lot more confident just about him having that experience.
So I think that's a fair way of putting it, that he had to do it and the team had to do it. Like, not necessarily the comeback, but they had to put that Buffalo loss behind them, because if you go out and blow a giant lead against the Bills and then lose the way it looked like they were on the way to losing last night against Baltimore, it doesn't mean the Patriots couldn't win a playoff game, can't go on a run or anything like that. But the actual conversation nationally about the Patriots, the fool's gold, Cam Newton stuff, I'm sure would be right back in your face if you lose that game. Never mind, like, my personal confidence level in the team going into the playoffs. You lose your last real game against Baltimore, and I think this was the last real game. Jets and Dolphins are not that. You lose your last real game against Baltimore after you blow that lead against Buffalo. I wouldn't feel good about the Patriots going into the playoffs, regardless of who they got. Now they get that victory last night. I think the whole conversation changes, and maybe they feel differently about themselves as well. I don't know how they were feeling about themselves going into the game. But you have Drake May in the fourth quarter, 12 out of 14, 139. The touchdown pass to Kyle Williams. He was leading him on a drive before Ramondre Stevenson, the Patriots' first designed run play in forever, got into the end zone. Down 11, led him back, had a two-point conversion in there as well. The only incompletions in the fourth quarter, one was a throwaway, and I'm trying to remember the other now. But
well,
he only
you get Kayshon Booty with the
that's what it was. Thank you.
With the bizarre call
where he's dragged to
bizarre
the ground.
Bizarre no call, I should say.
That is exactly what it was. So the bizarre no call, which Booty, by the way, should have held on to it. I feel like that's kind of been lost in the PI
it,
call there.
It wasn't Booty's greatest night of the season. That was a really strange no call.
It should have been a flag. It absolutely should have been a flag. But here's what I love about the comeback as well. They overcame it. They overcame a bad call, what should have been a call against them, and that's what good teams do. Bad teams cry about the refs. And I was worried coming out of the Bills game last week that that's what was going on. We're crying about the refs. We're crying about missed calls. Good teams overcome it, and they do it quickly, and they do it with no problem, which is exactly what they did. So I love that about the Patriots last night. I love that performance out of Drake May. And I do think it's a significant win for him and the team because at some point you have to do it. And if you don't, it just turns into a growing conversation about you. And look at what gets held against Lamar Jackson. He's a two-time MVP. And we talk about him like he can't win a big game. Josh Allen, same thing. MVP, talk about him like he can't win a big game. Never mind guys like Justin Herbert who haven't won in the playoffs. That sticks to you and sticks to you real quick. And we're not in the postseason yet, but at least he can check a few of these boxes going into the playoffs where we had some questions.
And I think, I whenever I'm covering these games for WEI, my process, transparently, is writing like dueling columns as the game is going on. And so I always have like my loss column and my win column based on how it's going. And in the loss column, I started out so much of that game looking at Drake May and going like, he is hurting the team. Like, he was really hurting the team. He left a conservative 6 points on the board because two times they were in field goal range, and it would have been an easy couple of points for them to collect, and he turns the ball over. He gave the ball away, and I was like, this is a concerning trend for him. What I think should give you confidence is that in the fourth quarter, he shrugs all of it off, and he's still taking the deep shots to Kayshon Booty. He still has the go ball to Kyle Williams. Again, that's not a go ball to Stephon Diggs, who is really his safety release valve for this entire offense when he's not in double coverage. It's Kyle Williams. It's somebody who he's thrown that ball to a couple times this season, and he's a rookie. And he just still is, like, the confidence that May brings, it's not just like, oh, swag of whatever, you know, walking around the stadium, because he doesn't have very much of that, as he said. It's in those moments, he's like, yeah, I'm taking the shot, whatever. I had a dumb turnover and I had a dumb fumble and I'm over it.
Well, so that is the backdrop for it too, right? The pick was bad. You know, Kayshon Booty, I think, gave up on the play, as you said earlier, not his strongest night. Booty gave up on the play, still a bad pick by May. May had the fumble before halftime. He had another near fumble where he fell on it.
He almost threw three picks.
He could have thrown a lot of picks last night. It's true. So it was not his cleanest night. And then he overcomes all that in the fourth quarter to put the Ravens away. Never mind he was getting the crap kicked out of him. Like, yeah. The Ravens were coming after him. They were hitting him. He was hanging in there. He was making throws.
The whole team was getting the crap kicked out of him.
That's true. That is true. They lost quite a few guys last night. Although, it's hard to cry too much about injuries when the Ravens lost the MVP on the other
side.
They
also lost Stephon Diggs, who disappeared out of the back of the blue tent and was like, I'm good, guys. Stop talking about my head.
Text line says here, guys, it's a big win against a 7-8 team that lost their quarterback. Yeah, I think so. I think that was a pretty big win for them last night. If you don't want to count it as like a signature playoff caliber win, fine. The Ravens probably aren't going to the playoffs. that was a big win for what it represented going into the postseason and for what it represented for Drake May. So I do think it was a big win.
And
yeah.
Here's the thing for the Ravens. Lamar hasn't been Lamar for most of the year. Tyler Huntley, technically a Pro Bowler, just
yeah,
saying
that's a good
from
point.
2023, okay? I know like not really. It's not like he's all pro or anything, but he's an okay backup, and he didn't look that much worse than Lamar did for much of the season. And really, it was Derrick Henry, Kyle Hamilton, and Zay Flowers who were going to beat you this game, and those guys were in. Like, maybe if Kyle Hamilton, Zay Flowers, and Derrick Henry had gone out, well, the Ravens took Derrick Henry out at the end of the game, but those other guys, then you'd say, like, yeah, this is not a real Ravens team. Yeah, it's like a big caveat to lose the starting quarterback, but the starting quarterback has been off all year.
He has been. I would rather have him out there than Tyler Huntley, but he has been not himself this year, that's for sure. The Patriots win, clinches a playoff berth for the first time since 2021. They are 7-0 on the road with that victory and feeling pretty good with just two games left in the regular season. Mike Vrabel, after the game, on the comeback win for the Pats.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Getting into the playoffs the way that you did... What does that say about your team?
Well, I mean, I think that it was good to be in a game like this where we battled and it was tied and we got down and, you know, momentum kind of shifted the other way and our guys battled back. We got stops. Offense continued to attack and our quarterback, you know, battled and our receivers came through and our runners and it was a great, I felt like it was a big team win. It was a huge team win. Our, you know, Andy kicked the ball well, you know. So, again, it was just, you know, we lost a lot of guys. A lot of guys went down. A lot of guys stepped up, and we're going to have to get healthy. But I think that this was a great win for us.
Good team win. Good come-from-behind win for the Patriots, as he said, a good win, which apparently not everybody agrees with. You can weigh in at 617-779-7937. Drake May with a huge fourth quarter, first 300-yard game, as we discussed, also after the win last night.
Yeah, so proud of this team, man. Took everybody. That's what we knew coming into it. You know, our goal this week is win together. And, man, it was together. It felt good getting that one. And I think just props to these guys. You know, keep fighting. We got guys going down, guys coming in, taking, you know, plays, more plays than probably I've ever had. And guys getting tired and pushing through. And defense stepping up, making big plays, forcing fumbles. And we talked about things all week, and we hit some of them. And obviously, yeah, there's some things that I'd like to have back. But, you know, right now it just feels good to get a win.
Okay, feels good to get a win, plays he'd like to have back. What jumps out to you on those final couple of drives, really three drives if you want to count them running out the clock, but the two touchdown drives and then the one after that, what jumps out to you from last night?
Well, I'd also say on the other side of the ball, because it doesn't get talked about as much, but Kalyvon Chason's play was huge. And I think that's one thing about this defense is that you're down Milton Williams, you're getting gouged by Derrick Henry to a point where it was just really like... borderline embarrassing. You're like, you cannot stop him. I don't understand what the Ravens were thinking. But you get a plays from a couple guys, or even early in the game with like Jaylen Hawkins, where he's able to force a turnover. There is something that happened early in the season with the offense where you look at different guys and you're like, oh, he could be a playmaker. Oh, he could do something. Oh, look, it's his turn to do something. And I think you got a little taste of that with the defense at the end of the game last night. And as much as we focus on who Drake May was in the fourth quarter, the final drive, how different he looked in those last 5 minutes compared to the crap show that was Buffalo at the end of the game. Like, I do think that the, not to be Mike Vrabel over here, but the defense got some stops that were important.
No, I mean, the chase and play was huge, right? And you could see, that was one of those where when you're watching on your TV, you're like, oh my God, you could like see it happening before yes. it happened. Flowers had no idea he was there.
And Flowers had been killing you for yes. most of the game. So to finally see somebody strip him, take him down, you're like, oh my God, it's just like, thank you.
Yeah.
Therapeutic.
No, Flowers had been killing the Patriots and specifically Christian Gonzalez, which we're already getting texts about. We'll yes. get to that coming up. But yeah, he had the 18-yard touchdown run. He looked dangerous on that play there. Chased him down. Two different fumbles for us last night. You mentioned the other one earlier from Jaylen Hawkins. But the Patriots were trailing 24-13 after Derrick Henry had the 2-yard touchdown run, which was an easy drive for Baltimore. He had a 22-yard run earlier on the drive. 7 plays, 44 yards in 4:03. So Henry gets that 2-yard touchdown run with 12:50 left in the game. It's the last time he touched the ball. The next drive after that, Patriots answer back with a Kyle Williams 37-yard touchdown. 7 plays, 73 yards for the Pats. So May starts to lock in a little bit there. They get the 2-point conversion. It's a 3-point game. Baltimore gets the ball back. Derrick Henry's not on the field. You're trying to run out the clock. Henry's been victimizing the Patriots. He just victimized them on the last drive. It's not like he never played again after his fumble. He had just torn them apart, and they don't go back to him. They go 6 plays, 13 yards. It's all Keaton Mitchell. They punt it back to the Pats, who then go 9 plays, 89 yards to get the lead. But that's wild. I hadn't heard Harbaugh's explanation after the game. You were telling me this. He basically said it was pre-planned.
He said it was, as I saw in reporting this morning, that it was a predetermined rotation for the running backs, to which I say, is this like a sacred rotation? Like, you can't break it? I mean, Derrick Henry was, first of all, you're down Lamar Jackson, so you're trying to run out the clock. You should be depending on the running game in every possible explanation. And then he's chilling on the bench. Like, it made zero sense. It was such a bizarre choice for them. Like, I really do think, like, I don't want to discredit the Patriots because, again, the fourth quarter was everything. But the Ravens made some really stupid decisions, and that was the stupidest.
And it's such a good point, too. It's not just that they had a pre-plan that Harbaugh couldn't look at it and go, well, I know we had this plan going into the game, but Henry's gouging them. Maybe I'll stick with him.
Is that his way of saying that he was too worried about Henry's ball protection when you're in clutch?
No. I mean, I think he's just probably making an excuse, and he doesn't want to acknowledge that, you know, he looks like a moron, would be my guess. I didn't hear it. You were telling me about it, but that would be my guess. It's just a coach who doesn't want to be second-guessing. He's like, well, we had it pre-planned. Oh, you think I didn't think about putting Derrick Henry in? We had a plan. We stuck to our plan.
And it'd be better if he just forgot about Derrick Henry somehow completely
right.
than looking at Derrick Henry on the bench and saying, not this drive, big fella.
Yeah.
You sit there.
I don't know. I think that's horrible coaching when you can't adjust from your plan that you had going in. Like, oh, we had a plan. Well, guess what? The game happened and, you know, 50 minutes
it's
of the game
awful.
Happened and Henry ran all over him. So that's number one. Number one, he couldn't see that apparently, or he was just too married to his game plan. Number two, you add on, and you said this, you lost Lamar Jackson. So even you had a plan, whatever. I guess there's something to be said for that. You lose the MVP on top of it, and you can't adjust. You don't adjust at all. You just stick to your game plan. When you were down Lamar Jackson, that's insanity. So the Ravens did you favors with, you know, basically benching Derrick Henry, keeping him off the field, and forgetting they even had him. You also were given a favor with Lamar Jackson getting knocked out of the game. I understand your point about Huntley. He's not a bum, but he's not Lamar Jackson. And so when the Patriots get the ball back after Henry's forgotten about, effectively benched, they go 9 plays, 89 yards. Steph Diggs, the monster play on fourth down, which I thought was a pick out of Drake May's hand. Never mind, was it not a pick. They converted the fourth down, and Diggs moved him 21 yards on that play. You had the controversial no call, one of Drake May's 2 incompletions in the fourth quarter, where Booty dropped it, we'll say, at the 5 or 6, there should have been a flag. It's staggering that there was no flag.
Booty looked like he got attacked by a bear. Like, he looked like he got ripped down to the ground. It was so crazy. Even on the broadcast, they're like, so there's no flag there? There's no flag. Okay, there's no flag. It was strange.
It was.
I don't want to spend like all this time bitching about the officials, but that was strange.
I'm happy we don't have to. And I tweeted this last night right when they scored. I'm like, thank God we don't have to spend all day talking about how the refs messed it up. And I'm sure that's what they're doing in Detroit today with the way that game ended against Pittsburgh. And I don't want to do that. I think that's a loser's lament. And the Patriots didn't lose. They overcame it, which is what good teams do. And they marched right down the field after that and made up for it. Flowers got stripped, as you mentioned, Mego, by Kalyvon Chason. And then the Pats had their final drive. 6 plays, 25 yards. They ran out the clock. Stevenson picked up a run. And he was great last night, by the way. You needed Rhamondre Stevenson with Travion Henderson knocked out of the game. So Stevenson moved the chains. Then Drake May had that like tuck and run, 16-yarder to end out the clock or run out the clock. So the Ravens used all their timeouts. They were out of time. I thought between Stevenson staying in bounds and May sliding down by the goal line, I thought they showed a ton of like situational awareness.
That's exactly
on that drive.
I
so I, yeah. I thought the whole fourth quarter, all three of those drives, including running out the clock, were impressive.
It was smooth too, because I think that there have been, for how smart Vrabel and his coaching staff have been in games, there's been a couple strange decisions or hiccups, and we'll get to the fake punt.
Oh, the fake punt.
Which, for some reason, nobody is... I hate doing the, like, nobody asked him in the press conference, but
yeah.
Really? Guys?
I don't believe he's been asked yet. Hopefully that happens at 11:30 or whenever he meets with the media today. I don't believe he's been asked about that yet. Like, whose call was it? And let's see if he scapegoats anybody, but that is on the head coach. But overall, situationally, after that horrible decision, which we'll get into deeper, yeah, I think they seem well-drilled on some of that situational... clock management, like that sort of stuff. I think that's been good all year with Drake May.
I thought, too, it represented, we are talking a lot about the fourth quarter, but some adjustments in the game that they had to make partly because of all the injuries that they suffered. You talk about Travion Henderson going out, bringing Rhamondre into basically the only time it didn't really work for him was when they had that little wheel route that looked like such a Travion Henderson play for him in the end zone.
Oh, the third down deep shot, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought like, oh, that is like such an obvious Travion Henderson play, but Rhamondre just wasn't executed and he got like one hand on it and it didn't work. But other than that, like I thought kind of the opposite of the Buffalo game, they were able to make some adjustments as the game went on. And again, Baltimore adjusted in the wrong way. But I really think that should give you confidence. It should give you confidence in the resilience of the team and their execution, that they can screw up or they can have a bad call that or no call against them and they can shrug it off. Because you hear athletes talk about that all the time. Oh, you know, have a short memory, all the cliches. But it's much harder to go out and execute it. I think that's something that comes a little bit naturally to Drake, is that he can shrug it off and not have it weigh on him for the next play. But I do think that it kind of like trickles down to the rest of the team in a way where they look really confident in those spots.
I think, again, beyond just the win, and they needed that win. They're still in the mix for the one seed. They should have the division wrapped up. I was looking through all the ESPN calculations and playoff metrics and things like this. They're in the driver's seat for the division. They still have a good shot at the one seed, which we can get to. So not only was it a big win, I do think like that character and being able to overcome it, that is a hallmark of a good team. Bad teams let the refs and a bad call that goes against them snowball, and they can't get past it, and they can't score a couple of plays later and put away the Ravens. This team did that, and I do think that's the hallmark of a good team. 617-779-7937. Jones and Keith, Mego in for Rich. On a Patriots Monday, we're talking about the Pats' 28-24 win over the Ravens and what it means for them going forward. We'll get to Drake May, a potential MVP moment, fourth quarter for Drake May last night. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.